And now, Mark Savory with a webcomic review.
Admit it. We've all had comments pop up in our head that never make it out of our mouths, which is a good thing. In these days of political correctness, we've all been told that now we have to be openly and actively sensitive to others. If not, we run the risk of being blasted by the PC Gestapo. Not a pleasant prospect. So when I came across this comic, it was a breath of fresh air. Politically correct? Not hardly. But that's what makes it so funny. It's wrong. But I found myself laughing through the whole archive, and I suspect you will too. I'm talking about Inappropriate Irving by E.M. over at DrunkDuck.com. Inappropriate Irving is about a schlub of a guy who, for some reason, always says the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong person. No matter if he's at the bus stop with his girlfriend in HR, or the men's room, the Chinese restaurant, Irving will undoubtedly make a comment that raises the hackles of those around him. For example, he might comment to the HR lady that she has a nice rack, or ask a coworker if she's always been a woman. He may talk about his bowel problems, masturbation issues, or try to convince his girlfriend to give up the back door, quote-unquote. He may ponder why a friend isn't cheap, even though he's Jewish. He may even ask the waiter at the Chinese restaurant if cat is on the menu. Well, you get the idea, and those are only the tame ones. Is it especially new? Well, no. South Park was there first, and legions of webcomics that are little more than South Park ripoffs. But Inappropriate Irving is funny. So why is it that a comic like this can succeed where so many other comics attempting to tackle this kind of material have failed, and failed dismally? I think it boils down to two reasons. First, Irving isn't angry or hateful. He's just completely oblivious as to why his comments might offend people. It isn't that he doesn't care, but that he just doesn't get it. He's missing that filter between his brain and his mouth that keeps most people from making these kind of comments that Irving makes. On top of that, he can't process the obvious fact that there are just some things you shouldn't say. Irving honestly wants to know, when he asks Tiny Tina, a midget, if a midget got in on a threesome, would that make it a two-and-a-half-some? Second, whenever Irving makes these comments, the balance of the cast look shocked, perplexed, angry, or offended. They're what clues us in that Irving has made yet another mistake. You never see anyone laughing at what Irving says or agreeing with him. Ever since South Park, novice webcomicers have tried taking the same path with this kind of material, and for the most part, they fail because they ignore these two very important factors. That's what makes Irving so good. In a way, he's so obviously stupid. You almost feel sorry for him. He's actually sympathetic. The cartoonist isn't making this comic just to say naughty words or phrases. He's making a point. You can't just say stuff like that. But what if you could? What if you did? Inappropriate Irving by E.M. over at DrunkDuck.com. Do check it out. I'm Mark Savory, and until we meet again, take care.